Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
Joe Biden, 2020, I'm afraid, as the walls close in on this man, he's going to get us to war in Iran. No, the walls are closing in on Joe Biden, and he is working very hard to get us into war with Iran. Well, to get Israel specifically into war with Iran. Unbelievable overnight. Here's CIA station chief Dan Hoffman's take on the Israel-Iran strikes. We're not entirely sure. Maybe this looks like this might be it. Maybe it's not it. I don't know. Here's what he says.
There's very limited information right now, and I would caution our viewers that this is just maybe the initial response. It might not be the only response from Israel. But what we know at this point is that targets were struck in the city of Isfahan, which is known for having an Iranian military base as well as an Iranian nuclear facility and missile production capability. But the details, as you've noted, are sketchy because Israel is not commenting on them yet. But it does demonstrate that Israel has penetrated Iran's air defenses and successfully launched a retaliatory strike. But whether this is the end of it or not, Iran is certainly downplaying the strike. They're claiming it was just drones when it appears that it was more than that. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and this is Iran. This is Israel saying to Iran, look, Joe Biden can fund you and protect you and give you all the, you know, allow you to get all the missiles you want, but we can get you. We can get you where you are.
Well, the strike from Israel to Iran was clearly meant to send a message. Israel to Iran, you can't hit us. You failed. We can hit you. And not only can we hit you, we can hit your crown jewels, your most sensitive sites. In Isfahan, which is home of their nuclear research and enrichment. And we can get through your most sophisticated air defenses. You can't stop us. That was the message Israel just sent to Iran.
Yes. So we're gonna hit you. Nobody's gonna, you know, rein us in, so stop it. And we hope that it does it. Yet still, this is a remarkable historical week. I pointed this out when I opened the show today. Whatever the case, no matter how successful, not successful it was, we saw for the first time ever Iran hit Israel. And then we see Israel in response hit Iran. That has never happened before, and it has never happened in the same week before. And it happened under one man, Joe Biden. And it is really remarkable how he has just absolutely destroyed the peace in the Middle East and how fast he's been able to do it. I mean, you have his national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, the month before October 11th, say this.
And the Middle East region is quieter today than it has been in two decades.
Yeah, that worked out really, really, really well. And, you know, Mike Walls really captured this morning, Representative Mike Walls, just what a disaster the Biden administration has caused in the Middle East. When you consider we came from the historic Abraham Accords, which Lee, peace prize should have gone to Donald Trump for that. Not Obama for breathing and getting elected while black. That's all he did. He just got elected. Yeah. And making that he did make a speech in Europe. The Peace Prize should have gone to Trump for this. And, you know, look, I don't like Jared Kushner, but he did a really good job on it. Listen, just how far we've fallen.
Look, at what point does Biden just sit down with his team and admit our Middle East policy has completely failed? And we've gone from the Abraham Accords to open warfare between Israel and Iran. And
for the first time,
they say de-escalate. Every time they try to pull back, our enemies push farther forward. And the biggest thing, guys, that this administration could do to help our ally Israel and to tamp down the violence is cut off the cash in Tehran, cut off the oil. They're selling 90% of their illegal oil to China, and that money is flowing through Tehran out to all their terrorist proxies, building the drones, building the missiles. Until we cut off the cash, this is only going to continue.
Absolutely. And that is the only thing the Mullahs understand. They get to stay in power as long as there's cash. Headline from oilprice.com, crude oil exports from Iran hit the highest level in 6 years during the first quarter of the year. $35 billion, almost all of which was sold to China. So the Biden administration has allowed this. They took Trump sanctions off on day one. They watched as Iranian proxies, including Hamas, which we know armed, trained, and provided logistics for October 7th. They practically did it themselves. And that's from the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post. Kill 30 Americans. People don't know that. 30 Americans killed by Hamas in Israel. Take 6 hostage. Joe Biden shrugged his shoulders and still wouldn't put Trump sanctions back on. Iran Lee read that as an attaboy, which it was. You can't take it any other way. And the Biden administration then comes forward and goes, hey, would y'all like $6 billion more? Because we can just free up this money over here for you. You want to draw down on that? Okay, cool. Yeah, no, we loved what you did there with October 7th. 1,400 dead Jews. Love that. Thumbs up. That is exactly how Iran took it, and they read it correctly. I mean, Lee, to give them another $10 billion to free it up the month after October 7th, and in the same month, you deliberately let the missile sanctions expire so they can now, with no repercussions, purchase missiles and possess them. And then within 6 months, the missiles are raining down on the heads of Israelis. Again, read that like you're a mullah. And you read one thing. No matter what Joe Biden says about Israel, blah, 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 blah. Joe Biden's on your side. And then to greenlight the attack on Israel, as Joe Biden did, take it up with Reuters. You know, I'm amazed it's Friday. I opened the show on Monday with that incredible, I mean, mainstream media Reuters report has not been refuted yet by the White House, where they reported Joe Biden greenlit the Iranian attack on Israel as long as it was small and limited. He then sent U.S. troops into the middle of it because he doesn't give a rip, and we shot it down. It's pure war theater. So, but people could have been hurt. I mean, we didn't know how bad it would be, right? You have to take Iran's word for it, I guess. Joe Biden cut that deal through Turkey. Now, you know what's interesting about this? Because to me, that is essentially treason. I mean, I was like, wow. But what's crazy about this, Reuters comes out with that. That story was huge in the world. It was largely blacked out here by our media, not conservative media, but by mainstream media. Again, Reuters is a mainstream media outlet, okay? It's not some right-wing whatever. It's not Al Jazeera. And the White House doesn't deny it. They don't deny it. They don't push back. They don't ask for a retraction. I think they wanted people in Michigan in certain precincts to know they had greenlit Iran to hit Israel. I think they wanted them to know that. It's about votes. So there you have the reason that we have never before until this week. It really is historic, seeing Iran hit Israel from Iran and then seeing Israel hit Iran back. World War III. But then Obama and Biden have been working very hard to bring about World War III with Iran as a legitimate contestant for a long time. This has been a policy goal and they achieved it. I'll explain coming up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Wow. Okay. So, been quite a week. I can't say without laughing. The head of NPR has suspended a journalist for telling the truth about NPR. For telling the truth about how NPR lied to its liberal sheeple. My favorite part of Yuri Berliner and what he wrote was that he actually admitted, look, how disturbed, he said, I'm a liberal, but how disturbed he was that they used Adam Schiff as their main source for the Russia collusion hoax story. They massively amplified the Russia collusion hoax story. They realized the Russia collusion hoax story was itself a hoax that was started by Hillary Clinton. It did not actually happen. There was no collusion. There was no relationship between Trump and Russia. There was no election interference. There was nothing. There aren't even bots. Twitter tried to find them for the FBI, and they couldn't find the Russian bots. That was a lie, too. And all he wanted was for NPR to correct the record. Instead, when it came out that it was fake and Hillary had been the one behind it, they didn't correct the record. He said he was tired of it. He's tired of the lying. There's one honest journalist in that entire place. One guy tells the truth, and for telling the truth, he gets suspended for 5 days. So everybody starts looking at the CEO of NPR to see, like, who is she? She is a Jack Booth thug. This is how censors speak in authoritarian regimes. The truth is not helpful. We need to stamp out the truth.
That perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
Yeah, you could see how it would make her mad that there's this guy on her staff telling the truth out there about NPR's lies. So what'd she do? She suspends him for telling the truth. Wow. And then the video starts to surface. The video of her admitting, like, where do you go to get some truth in America? Oh, she censored for the government, she says, when she was the CEO of Wikipedia. Great, she's going to censor for the government at NPR. Do I have to pay for that? I just paid my taxes. That hurt. Boy, I could have used that to feed my kids. That repairs around the house I need to make. Boy, but no, I got to send the money to that woman who admitted in another interview, oh, yes, I get my truth from the federal government. I, of course, collaborate with them before I decide what things to censor. And she says she specifically censored things around the election on Wikipedia. She censored things around COVID, which that's why we got COVID 100% wrong, because the government wouldn't let people who knew better, the world's foremost virologists, tell the truth. Well, now Wikipedia co-founder Larry Sanger, she was just the CEO. Again, she left to take over NPR because they needed a bigger, better, badder liar to run NPR. Wikipedia co-founder Larry Sanger, horrified by this woman, says that Wikipedia has been ideologically corrupted and raises the possibility that Catherine Mayer collaborated with U.S. intelligence. Well, we know she did. She admitted it. She censored for that. And says that if NPR were committed to the truth, it would fire her right away. Wow. When asked by Christopher Rufo, he again is at Wikipedia. He co-founded it. What does he think of her tweets? She even said history should be erased because it was too white and male. And replaced by what? I guess her version of the truth, the one she gets to make up because she's better and smarter than us, except when the FBI tells her what to say, because sometimes she needs to know what to say. God, this sounds like some freak show of an authoritarian regime. This sounds like one of those authoritarian regimes that Saturday Night Live used to profile, like where the dictators were funny and we would laugh at them. Except now it's America. Sanger, the co-founder of Wikipedia, says that her tweets kind of shocked, I'm sorry, his tweets with her saying this stuff kind of shocked him. The bias of Wikipedia, the fact that certain points of view have been systematically silenced. And he's horrified. In another clip, she explicitly says she worked with the government to suppress misinformation on Wikipedia. So misinformation is anything that's true, but the left doesn't want you to know because it makes them look bad. He says, I don't understand it. We know that there is back channel communication. I think it has to be the case that Wikimedia Foundation now, probably governments, probably the CIA, have accounts that they control in which they actually exert their influence. Wow. So we now have a person in charge of NPR who proudly says she consults with the government on what to censor. She does not think it's a good idea to tell you the truth, because that could lead to a lack of consensus. And she suspended the one guy who told the truth. He quit, by the way, after that. I wouldn't have quit. No. I would have made them fire me. I don't understand people who quit in situations like that. I'd have made them fire me. Wow. So there we are. All right. Coming up on the show. How we got here. Listen to this. This is CIA Station Chief Dan Hoffman describing the situation that the Biden regime has created in the Middle East.
The situation in the Middle East, I would argue, is still very much at a knife's edge, more so than ever arguably before.
Yeah, because Iran is loaded down with cash. They got so much they're spreading it out to the Yemeni pirates so they could take down more British cargo ships. It's all because of Biden. But in a minute, I'm going to prove to you how the most radical Islamic people, radical Islamists in the Middle East are not actually in the Middle East. They're in Washington. More radical than the heads of actual Middle Eastern countries. The Biden regime. I'll explain coming up next. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, folks, I don't know how much more obvious this could be. Rand Paul getting a hold of emails. Quote, we have 15,000 samples of COVID viruses in freezers in Wuhan. What? In freezers in Wuhan. Wasn't Wuhan the place where they, the FBI and its intelligence agencies told us it couldn't have come from there. Okay, that place. But then eventually admitted it did. What's even weirder is who sent that email. The guy who got the grant from Fauci's department to do the research. Weird. 15,000 samples in freezers in Wuhan. When did this go out? April of 2020. Cool. All right. And the point of the email was they decided they weren't going to send official email anymore. They're going to use their private email so it wasn't subject to FOIA, which, by the way, is illegal. Folks, how much more proof do we need that the federal government made COVID with the Chinese? Well, there's another set of documents out. Oh, this is going to blow your mind. You know what they're working on now? Bird flu. Bird flu that hops from birds to mammals. Who are they working on it with? The Chinese? Yeah, because it worked out so great last time. Bird flu. Take bird flu, just for the heck of it, when you get to work. Put bird flu, avian flu, put it in. Just put it into Google. Watch what pops up. Just watch what pops up. We'll get into that in the next hour. I'll give you a hint. Headline, risk of bird flu spreading to humans is enormous concern, says WHO. May have already happened. Vox, the dairy industry, really, really doesn't want you to say bird flu is in cows. Cows are mammals, aren't they? Weird. From Stat, avian flu in cattle is spreading. Scientists want more data. On H5N1, wow, H5N1, that is the same thing that the Chinese is working on with the USDA. It's gain of function where they teach it because it couldn't on its own jump to humans, so it wasn't deadly. So they taught it to. Now it seems to be out there. It's weird. Anyway, I'm sure it's all coincidental and weird. Anyway, let's jump to the other disaster that our federal government is creating right now. And really, this is an achievement, folks. Because the way that you have to look at World War III, which is clearly a goal and has been a goal of the Obama administration. The goal is this. Get Iran on war footing with Israel, start a war in the Middle East. Why they want this, I don't know. But they do. And everything that they have done from the Obama regime forward has been aimed at it from the time they sent pallets of cash in the dark, in the middle of the night, on airplanes, unmarked foreign denominations to Iran. This has been the goal. Congress finds out about it. Obama lies. No, us. His administration does anyway. No, us. We would never give Iran money. Well, okay, we did, but it was only $400 million. Well, all right, maybe $700. Well, okay, it was more like $1.3 billion. All right, well, okay, we admit it was $1.7 billion. Do you know how much money on pallets of cash $1.7 billion is? They snuck it to him. Why? Because they had to keep the nuke program going. How's they going to get nukes and go toe-to-toe with Israel? So, folks, you can't look at this as the way it's being reported on Fox News right now, not when you look at the facts. This is not Biden is weak. This is not Iran's on the move because of Biden. This is Biden and Obama have armed and funded Iran to get to this point. This point was the goal. And really, it's historic. The first time, I mean, really, in a single week ever in human history, that Iran from Iran has hit Israel and Israel has hit back. This has been the goal. Yes, it wasn't widespread catastrophe, nothing like that. Thank God. But this has been the goal of the Biden and the Obama administration for a very long time. And they have just achieved it.
The situation in the Middle East, I would argue, is still very much at a knife's edge, more so than ever arguably before.
Mm-hmm. So here's Dan Hoffman. This is amazing, okay? You now have the radical Islamist in the White House, far more radical than the actual Muslim countries that stand between Israel and Iran. So you see the Biden administration lifting Trump sanctions, getting them the $100 billion they need to buy the missiles, finish the nuke development. You see them rewarding Iran and its proxies for October 7th, when a month later, they decide to let the missile sanctions expire so that Iran could go get the missiles that they need to hit Israel. You then see Iran hit Israel with those missiles 6 months later. You don't listen to anything they say. You just watch what they do. How do you come away with any other conclusion that the Biden administration is trying to start World War III? They want a major Middle Eastern war. Now, listen to what Dan Hoffman says here. He's the CIA station chief. This is fascinating. The actual Muslim countries in the Middle East don't want this. It's only the radicals in the White House. Listen.
So, Dan, if Israel reached Iran, they would have to go through Jordanian, Saudi Arabian, Iraqi airspace. Does that mean that those countries were alerted to Israel's plan in advance, possibly signed off on it? And if so, what does that mean?
We do know that those Sunni Gulf states are very, very concerned about Iran's ballistic missile program, their nuclear program, and their support, material support to their proxy terrorists in the region. And so they have in the past, and most recently during Iran's massive strike on Israel on Saturday night, provided Israel with some assistance. They just don't want it to be public knowledge.
Okay. So we have the actual Islamic regimes in the Middle East working with Israel to stop Joe Biden and Iran. Yeah. I'm just, there's no words. Now, an interesting thing has happened. When I opened this show and this hour on Monday, what was I telling you? I had a Reuters article in hand and I was telling you Joe Biden greenlit this because they reported it. Mainstream media, take it up with them. That Joe Biden's administration delivered the message via Turkey that it would be okay, it would be acceptable for Iran to hit Israel. It just had to be limited strikes. And what did we get? Exactly what they said they could do. And in what to me is an act of treason, Joe Biden then pretended to support Israel and sent our troops smack in the middle of those strikes. Thank God we were able to safely shoot a lot of them down, helping Israel out. They shot them down too. I think only four actually landed. They didn't do much damage. But we put the troops in the middle of something Joe Biden greenlighted. While, again, as CIA station chief Dan Hoffman explains, the actual Muslim countries of the Middle East were trying to stop Biden and Iran, helping Israel just to maintain the peace in defiance of Obama and Biden and Susan Rice. This is the bizarre situation that we have right now in the world. And I've been through this over and over with you again. A month after the murder of 1,400 Jewish civilians, not military, civilians by Hamas. And we know Iran did it, logistics support organization, because both the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal reported that we rewarded them by allowing the missile sanctions to expire so they could then get the missile. And 6 months later, those missiles were aimed at Iran, at Israel by Iran and rained down on their heads with a green light from Joe Biden. Why wouldn't It's happened on Monday. Why hasn't Joe Biden's regime refuted the Reuters report? They've seen it. Ran in all the international news. India, Asia, Times of Asia. Everybody knows. Everybody knows outside of America. Everybody knows Joe Biden greenlighted this. Why haven't they denied it that? Why haven't they asked Reuters for a retraction? Because they want their sheeple in the suburbs of Michigan, Dearborn, to vote for them because it's a swing state. They want them to know, yeah, wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah, yeah, we totally greenlit that. We're really with Iran. Mm-hmm. And they are with Iran. That's the amazing thing. That's how this actually breaks down. And folks, think about this, pretend you're the mullahs for a minute, okay? Because what Obama did to make this possible, for the hope of getting World War III in the Middle East, as the goal, because that is their goal. Think about this. Remember the shock of it? Obama takes office and all those kids, thinking he's this great human rights champion, rush to the streets. They think he's going to help us overthrow the mullahs. And they go out and they come out of their homes and they show their faces, thinking Obama's got our back. He sides with the mullahs. A lot of them ended up tortured to death, imprisoned, hung. And they were shocked. They thought he was a human right. No, he's not. He's a thug and a dictator in terms of his Middle Eastern policy. And Obama backed the mullahs, kept him in power. And by the end of it, was sending them pallets of cash to keep them in power. Donald Trump had him on the ropes. He had the sanctions on them. And they were really hurting. Folks, if we could overthrow the mullahs, which we could have done on day one of the Obama regime, none of this would be happening. Instead, they've done everything they can to get him the cash, get him the missiles, get them the $16 billion to draw down on whatever they needed to get into this war, right on up to the green light over the weekend. And no, the reason they didn't ask for retraction from Reuters is because they wanted it out there. They wanted these Iranian hardliners who live in Dearborn, Michigan, who live in the suburbs of Michigan, to vote for them. That's why. And because when it comes right down to it, Jordan and Iraq and these other countries that Dan Hoffman just named, they're with Israel and we are with Iran. Under this regime, that'll change if Trump wins. But if Trump doesn't win, we're going to World War III. By design. By design. And you know what? You know what Iran does? You know what the mullahs do? They're not stupid. They can use YouTube too. They go and watch Democrats in the street chanting for the death of Netanyahu, as they did in New York this week, chanting for the death of Jews. And then, just like you and I, they read, who is bailing these people out of jail? Oh, wow, it's the Democrats. It's Act Blue. They can see, wow, this is Democrat Party. Death to Israel, death to Netanyahu. Yep, Democrats love that. They're bailing them out. And Jordan's trying to stop them. I mean, you just can't wrap your mind around it. You can't, it's just, it's bad. Now, the good news is it's not bad. These strikes were perfunctory, but they could get worse. We don't have a lot of time. We have got to get Biden out of office before he, Obama, and Susan Rice start a major world war. Joe Biden bragging that, look, I made it clear to those Israelis. I made it clear to them not to move on Haifa. No invasion of Haifa, no shelling, no bombing, nothing like that.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just, look what we did recently when Israel was attacked.
I made it clear to the Israelis, don't move on Haifa. And they're like, cool, no, we won't, because Haifa is a major city in Israel. So the odds the Israelis going to, you know, shell it or invade it, probably kind of low. It's a city in Israel. Yeah. Can you listen to that again? He means Rafah. Okay. And you can't see what I'm seeing. After he says it, he gets this very scary blank look. I don't know. Maybe he is grieving for his uncle who was eaten by cannibals. I'm not sure. But he gets this very blank look, like he's lost.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just.
Blank look.
Look what we did recently when Israel.
Yeah, okay, whatever. And so the extent to which Joe Biden even understands what's going on in his name, he doesn't even know where key cities are. Or, yeah. Texture rates, Tara. Why would Biden help Iran? We should start looking for the money. Biden will profit somehow. No. What can we? Number one, has been a long-term goal of Obama to build up Iran into a counterforce as powerful as Israel, under the theory that if Israel and Iran are co-equals, and of course Iran should be a co-equal because it wouldn't be fair if they're not, then we'll have peace in the Middle East through mutual assured destruction. It's an idiot idea. Right now we can have peace in the Middle East. Well, before that, we could have peace in the Middle East through assured destruction of Iran. So there's that. But right now, why would they not counter Reuters? Why would they not correct Reuters when Reuters reports that Joe Biden greenlit this Iranian attack on Israel? Because they want it known. They want it known. They know that it will be seen by the people in the streets chanting death to America. They want the death to America vote. They know it's going to be razor thin in Michigan, and they want it known. Hey, yeah, no, us? No, we're not with Israel. I mean, we pretend to be, but we actually greenlit the Iranian attack. It's just precinct by precinct politics. They're out there trying to get votes. Texter writes, Tara, bird flu in mammals will provide the reason to kill a bunch of cattle. Crickets, anyone? Do you smell a flavored rat? I don't know, Bill flavored rat. I don't know what that means, but anyway. Yeah, so this is where we are, folks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.